This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. And some stories making headlines today. A Chinese spy balloon has been spotted over Latin America, the U.S. Pentagon says, a day after a similar craft was seen in U.S. skies, prompting the scrapping of a rare trip to Beijing by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Western allies pledge precision rockets and missile systems to Ukraine after President Vladimir Zelensky calls for sophisticated weapons to help retain control of the embattled eastern city of Bakhmut. Pope Francis will meet victims of South Sudan's civil war on the second day of his visit to Juba after delivering an impassioned plea for the young country's leaders to recommit to peace for the sake of their long-suffering people. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
After arriving in the world's newest country on the first ever papal visit Friday, Francis was spending Saturday ministering first to church personnel and then to South Sudanese who have been forced by fighting, flooding, and other crises to leave their homes. Francis was highlighting in particular the plight of South Sudanese women, half of whom are married before the age of 18 and then face the world's highest maternal mortality rate. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Brazil sinks a decommissioned aircraft carrier, the Navy announces, despite environmental groups claiming the formerly French ship is packed with toxic materials. Sri Lanka marks 75 years since independence with a somber military parade as its president urges reflection on past errors and failures. For more stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Southeast Asian ministers at the end of two-day talks in Indonesia urge Myanmar's junta to implement a five-point peace plan agreed to 2 years ago to create a path towards ending the country's crisis. After a signing ceremony where the United States and South Korea renewed and amended a science and technology agreement, South Korean Foreign Minister Park Jin said China plays a role in North Korea's behavior.
Countering North Korea's illicit cyber activities must be a priority. We agreed that China has the distinct capability and the responsibility to influence Pyongyang's behavior.
Chile declares a state of disaster in several central southern regions after a devastating heat wave provoked forest fires that left at least 13 dead, authorities say. U.S. President Joe Biden is welcomed at a conference of his Democratic Party with chance of four more years as the crowd in the U.S. city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, voices strong support for his yet unannounced reelection bid. A new report finds that U.S. Navy ships face growing maintenance delays and higher costs. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A report from the Government Accountability Office says Navy ships are getting fewer steaming hours because of growing maintenance delays and cost. The trend comes at a time when the U.S. is struggling to keep pace with China's growing fleet. Operating and support costs grew by about $2.5 billion across 10 ship classes, while the number of propulsion hours in which ships were operating on training dipped below a 10-year period that ended in 2021. During the period, the Navy saw increased maintenance delays, breakdowns, and cannibalization of parts, moving them from one ship to keep another one going. I'm Norman Hall.
And it looks like the U.S. state of California won't be requiring school children to get the coronavirus vaccine. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In 2021, Governor Gavin Newsom announced the state would add the COVID-19 shot to its list of mandated vaccinations for children to attend school. Since then, however, nearly all pandemic restrictions have been lifted, and the state's coronavirus emergency declaration officially ends at the end of this month. While that does not have an impact on the California Department of Public Health, the department says it's not currently exploring emergency rulemaking to add COVID-19 to the list of required school vaccinations, though it adds it does still strongly recommend COVID-19 immunization for students and staff. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.